with Dr. Bill Deagle and, of course, the NutraMedical Report. And, of course, it's live radio, so Dr. Ray was caught in an emergency. He's doing a treatment in the Environmental Health Center of Dallas, but we're going to have Dr. Jonathan Rothschild, one of my colleagues and co-developers of a lot of the NutraMed line of nutraceuticals. So Jonathan is an amazing guy. I've known him actually for 36 years, believe it or not, as a nutraceuticals, functional medicine, a health professional, and he is quite amazing. When we connect with him, we're going to talk about a number of different protocols. We've incorporated a lot of the nutraceuticals. I've changed the procedures a little bit. You'll see a banner ad at the top of the NutraMedical Associates. What I recommend you do, rather than trying to see if you can search through the wellness conditions, which are restricted now only to basically staff and a few people that are health professionals, is I want you to contact me, and then I will contact you with a starter protocol that needs to be customized to your conditions. And I also strongly recommend you do not take nutraceuticals from elsewhere, even if they're advertised on my show or elsewhere, that you do not take nutraceuticals from a naturopath or MD or anybody else or go online, because you're going to get inferior products. You're going to get products that are not going to work as well with our other products, and they're not going to interact with the technology in the ways that I've already had experience. So don't do that. We'll be connecting in just a moment to Jonathan, and we want to talk about some of the amazing formulas that we've developed over the many years and incorporated into these new protocols, because I think you'll get a perspective that what we're offering is very unique. I constantly see advertisements for, you know, people that think that, you know, the medical profession has totally failed. That's not true. Many of the things that doctors provide are life-saving. If you get an emergency department and need to have a compounded fracture, you have a heart attack or stroke, you want an MD doctor. You don't want a naturopath or chiropractor seeing you. There are a lot of things, though, that doctors have done, basically surrendered to polypharmacy, when many of the drugs shouldn't be used. You should be using lifestyle changes, diet, and special customized nutraceuticals. And by the droves, millions of doctors around the world, and many hundreds of thousands here in America, are turning to what we call integrative and functional medicine, taking courses, upgrading, and becoming members of our academy of environmental medicine. In fact, Dr. Ray, who's going to be on today, we'll get him rescheduled, will be on at a future date. We're going to be joined with Jonathan. So, Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, nice to be here.
So, Jonathan, let's start talking about some of the amazing NutraMed formulations that you've developed and we have incorporated in our nutraceutical protocols, because I think people should grasp that it takes a lot of research. And what you've often done, too, is done work on trying to find orphan molecules that are natural molecules that are very powerful effects. And I've I've private labeled some of them to make it more easy for people to understand. For example, there's an adaptogen from China that's called Posinol. I've called Mood Elevator because it stops anxiety attacks and depression at a very, very rapid rate. We're not talking about 2 and 3 weeks or longer, up to 6 weeks. We're talking about 2 or 3 minutes to stop the anxiety, and the depression stops within a couple of days. We have nutraceuticals like you develop for a mitochondrial function, like mitochondrial catalysts, uridine, things for reversing the catecholamine deficiency in autism, like uridine monophosphate, CDP choline, and fat-soluble thiamine. You've got products I've renamed ear care, which is Meniaren by the old name, for the middle ear. So let's go through some of these in terms of the different classes for mood.
It's interesting that you mention deficits in catecholamines.
Right.
And one thing that's really getting a lot of attention now, the use of over-the-counter sleeping pills and benzodiazepines for insomnia that have anticholinergic side effects. And they never should have been OTC to begin with. I mean, people are taking antihistamines to fall asleep at night. If you go to the pharmacy, you see a whole sleep section. And the side effect of this, and some of the antidepressant prescription drugs as well, is to deplete acetylcholine levels. And it's not its main mechanism of action, but this side effect turns out to be a major effect, not a side effect. And there is a distinct correlation between short-term memory loss and the use of these, and they're very habituating as well. Even antihistamines can be habituating. And instead of looking for targets for Alzheimer's disease, which all the clinical trials have failed, they should look at the prescribing or self-prescribing habits of people who are taking these antihistamines for sleep. Now, what you can do to counteract it is to provide precursor loading strategies using cholinergic agonists, such as right. cytidine, choline, and uridine monophosphate, and these cyclic nucleotides that will actually counteract the side effects. So you can get your sleep. You don't want to be sleep deprived, but you also don't want the anticholinergic side effects.
I found something else that interesting. Do you know, it turns out that serotonin is converted to tryptophan is converted to serotonin, and then further hydroxylation reaction converts it to melatonin. It's the most powerful antioxidant, protecting for not only the eye but the brain. But it turns out that although it's a serotonergic molecule, it's actually controlled under cholinergic pathways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not surprising that, in fact, we're looking at adding another nutraceutical formula. We have our melatonin time release that helps to sensitize the brain to improve the natural release of melatonin and so on. And that formula will be adding here shortly. I'll put a name, we'll put what we call a functional medicine name that makes sense to people so that it's not too complicated. The next area that I think that we should look at is the area of mitochondrial function. And you have, of course, mitochondrial catalysts, uridine, and this whole range of molecules that are extremely important. And, we, of course, we also have the VascuCare, which is a special tablet now. It used to be a capsule, tablet, release, slow-release form, propionyl L-carnitine. I guess before we used to have a 500-milligram tablet. Is this a better release, a slower-release system, the 333 propionyl L-carnitine? Is that why you developed that technology?
Well, there's different... there's propionyl L-carnitine, which you want to get steady levels. In fact, when you, it totally ties into mitochondrial function because
right.
The way carnitine works is it shuttles essential fatty acids across the mitochondrial membrane where they serve as a substrate for energy metabolism.
Right.
And without the carnitine, you can't transfer them into the cell. You're only as old as your mitochondria. So you want, and as mitochondrial age, you know, other cells, specialized cells in the body, age with it, going gray, all the telomeres that are changing. So this is a third-generation type of carnitine that helps in terms of energy metabolism, which is probably the most common patient complaint.
We use it for not only central nervous system.
With,
we use
right.
it for central nervous system and also for heart. So if somebody has hypertension, a lot of time, they're not only not making tetrahydrobiopterin and nitric oxide, but their levels of carnitine and CoQ10 are depressed. And that's important. The mitochondrial catalyst, let's talk about that, and uridine. These are really important support for mitochondrial function.
Well, when you speak about uridine and cytidine, choline, these are cyclic nucleotides. It's a whole group of what I would call cross-current nutrients and genetics mixed together. Both are very important and neglected in the nutritional industry because it's not just a question of taking some inorganic salt and loading it in the body and co-excreting it, but how are you going to get the most effective forms and what is going to affect mitochondrial aging? And these are the building blocks of DNA. The uridine and the cytidine. And they're finding that since memory loss is such a good indicator of aging, and we all have it to some degree as we hit 50 or older, that uridine is specifically important. There was a study out of MIT using cytidine, choline, uridine, and the essential fatty acid docosahexaenoic acid together in moderate Alzheimer's disease, and they found that it was effective and statistically significant. So these things are now studied, and because they're physiologic agents, the pharmaceutical company is not interested in it because they can't get any patent on it.
Well, you know, they're trying to do some, though. I know that there's a vitamin B6 that they actually modified and added a side group to try to get a patent, and apparently the FDA has given them some kind of exclusive on that particular vitamin that they've added to the side group. It actually isn't physiological. It's a non-physiological form of a vitamin, which I find pretty bizarre that the FDA would get involved with that kind of foolishness.
Yes, well, you know, what do you expect from a revolving door?
Right. Well, you got a good, they go between the drug industry and the regulatory industry and the government. I mean, it's a corruption on steroids. Let's continue talking about all these amazing nutraceuticals, because we have, and it's amazing. I'll tell you what I find, and you'll laugh at this. Because I'm one of the teachers in these different academies, and I've been at this now pretty soon approaching four decades. I do more research now and more study than I did when I was in full time, you know, seeing patient practice. So I do more consults per day to doctors and patients by tenfold than I did back when I was in practice. And what I find when I used to post up my wellness conditions, I couldn't believe all the pirates would fly in and not buy any products from us. They just think, well, we can second-guess Dr. Deagle. And they'll go looking through names trying to figure out if they can get a product that sounds like it on the blogosphere or the Internet or the Vitacost. And I think it's kind of funny. It's almost like also, even if they could pick something that was relatively similar, how to get the right combination to have the same effects. It's like giving a tool set to a person that's not a rocket engineer and saying, well, we put you in one of these astronauts, rocket repair suits. So go up there in that rocket and fix it, because we're going to launch tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. It's like, no, don't do that. But and the problem is, you see, people think, well, if you're a chiro or a naturopath, you can figure all this out. No, you can't even do the genetic tests, the imaging analysis, the functional medicine tests. They couldn't possibly look, if their life depended on it, look at advanced genetics or intermediate metabolism or infectious disease or imaging studies. They're lost. And I find it disturbing to think that people somehow think, as I say, I call them Google geniuses, they can kind of just quickly whip past and look at the protocols, and somehow all of a sudden they get it fixed. They don't understand the complexity, and also these protocols are constantly in a state of evolution as the state of knowledge increases literally exponentially month by month. A good example, let's talk about the issue of hypoactive depression. I've relabeled a product we call acetyltyrosine, because I call it the mood energizer. If you've got somebody that's got not just a hypoactive depression, there's nothing better than to add the mood energizer, which is acetyltyrosine, to their protocol. And, of course, you need the cofactor vitamins. So we have our Minerals Plus and Copper Regenimax, which is a very important product we've private labeled for you, that is important because a lot of people need more copper than just the 10-to-1 ratio of zinc copper in the standard vitamins, even if they're the top quality like ours. So,
in fact, copper deficiency is a hidden menace that is induced by the nutritional supplement industry.
Right.
Now, we have to be self-critical at times, too, about things where people are loading with zinc for colds and flus and depleting copper levels, and copper, ceruloplasmin and xanthine oxidase and all these other copper-dependent enzymes are being depleted because there's a competitive inhibition between zinc and copper, and if you deplete copper levels too low, you're at risk of a heart attack.
Yeah, you know the reason why? Because it turns out copper is a primary control for regulating vascular tetrahydrobiopterin levels, as well as superoxidismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes. And the research from the University of California, San Diego, published last February, shows that macrophage leukotriene B4 is a primary trigger for insulin resistance and for diabetes. And 69% of the population in California, according to UCLA a month ago, are pre-diabetic or diabetic. So here's my theory of diabetes, and it's been based on research over four decades now, going back to Dr. Otto Huhn in 1980, when you remember when I was in Calgary. And firstly, diabetics have increased, it's a free radical illness. Many illnesses are free radical, including things like ALS and joint arthritis and so on. There's a free radical component. What happens is they lose the ability to use copper, chromium, and vanadium, so they not only can't make SOD1, there's macrophages dump leukotriene B4. It increases insulin resistance, and the body responds by increasing glucagon levels as well. And the liver starts converting protein to sugar, because it turns out sugar is the best patch for grabbing free radical singlet oxygen. And then your levels of glycation go up, because singlet oxygen, when it attaches to sugar, is also toxic, but it's not as toxic as singlet oxygen. And that causes cross-linking of proteins, so you get glycation, which alters structural proteins and enzymes. And as you get insulin resistance, the body eventually starts forming more lipids, because high cholesterol and so on are created by high levels of insulin. And the oxidative stress starts to cause damage to the vascular lining of the blood vessels, because they lose SOD1. So it turns out that if you want to reverse this, you have to reverse the mitochondrial dysfunction. You got to reverse the mineral. So Copper Regenimax is a very important component because when we do our QRMA tests or packed red cell tests, but the QRMA is particularly helpful, if your levels are copper in your boots, you're going to have all kinds of troubles, including ceruloplasmin levels that regulate your blood, xanthine oxidase, and the enzymes that regulate superoxidismutase 1 and 2 that are protect against probably the most dangerous free radical in your body is singlet oxygen. And most people have no, of course, most doctors know no intermediate metabolism, let alone chiropractors, naturopaths, and so on. They're lost, which
and
I find.
And you need singlet oxygen quenching nutrients as well.
Right. Let's
go
over
inosine.
Right.
And
yeah.
Carnosine is another one.
Yeah, carnosine. We have I call it carnosine delinker, and the reason why I call it delinker is because it delinks the cross-linked proteins. And if you measure hemoglobin A1C, it's a measure of delinker. We use our Nutritrala, but we also use things like the carnosine delinker, and there's a relative of it called dimethylcarnosine we use in our eye drops, developed by Dr. Babachev in Moscow. Another one area is that it turns out the eye does much better, especially in wet or dry macular changes, if you have CDP choline. So the actual transmission of the images in the back of the eye are also cholinergic. So when people start saying, well, they're losing vision in the back of their eye, let's say with wet or dry macular changes or glaucoma, it's the microcirculation, it's the level of cholinergic transmission. It's almost like the cables are getting frayed at the back of your eye to connect to your geniculate nucleus and your optic cortex in the back of your head. So, you know, when I hear, I like to ask doctors, like ophthalmologists, questions, well, how come 40% of glaucoma patients have normal or low eye pressure, but yet their primary treatment is to lower the intraocular pressure? And then you ask some questions like, you know, have you done ocular pulsatile amplitude tests on your patients? And only the research doctors do, OPAs. Most of them don't even know about it, let alone, you know, have done any work in the past on it. And because I read everything, including the, we call the more obscure research done by PhD, say, specialists in ophthalmology or cardiology, what I find is most of these specialist doctors don't even read their own journals. Disturbing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, continuing medical education is not always taken seriously.
Well, so they don't even have
the secretaries fill it out for them.
They don't have the capacity to learn it. The reason why, for example, I had the equivalent of a PhD in biochemistry and chemistry before I went into medicine, these doctors are being taught Mickey Mouse levels of basic science, so they don't have the capacity, even as residents or as full practice doctors, to actually learn it because they don't have the basics, the intermediate knowledge to know it, or even learn it in the first place.
Yeah,
they
but
can't.
Part of the problem is on a medical level is that they're turning physicians into administrators and insurance adjusters.
Well, exactly, and they're also turning them into drug reps because the doctors basically, if they don't prescribe a certain level of drugs, they actually get reported to the state licensing authority.
Right.
For statin drugs. For example, statin drugs to me should be outlawed. They're a group of drugs that is obscene. let's look at some other nutraceuticals that we have here. Let's see. I like one of the, my favorites is the ellagic acid. You can do B-scan ultrasound if someone's carotid and actually see it healing it. I've renamed it DNA repair ellagic acid, but it's also vascular repair. If you've got, let's say, I put a protocol together yesterday for a gentleman that had a central retinal vein obstruction, and one of the nutraceuticals, there's a number, was ellagic acid. If you're trying to repair the blood vessels in your kidney, we use VenaWay, which is diosamine. We use ellagic acid, and we use ultrathiamine B1 or fat-soluble thiamine if you're trying to correct that. If you're trying to correct diabetes, you've got to correct the insulin resistance and the glucagon levels. One of my other favorite ones is forskolin, and I call it fat mobilizer. It also is great for microcirculation in your eye and stopping cardiac arrhythmias like atrial fibrillation. So let's talk about forskolin for a minute, because I think people should start to grasp that a lot of these nutraceuticals, if using the right combinations, they're literally miraculous. I mean, I don't like to say that they're a silver bullet, but there's a silver orchestra if you use the right combination of these.
Yes, you were talking about forskolin, which has a direct link to thyroid function and our whole metabolic rate, and that's one reason why hypothyroid individuals respond very well to it and have concurrent weight loss.
That's great theory there. So Jonathan, yeah.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
So, Jonathan, let's talk about the difference between uridine, which is a triacetyl uridine for mitochondrial energy, and uridine 300, which is the one you mentioned before. It's particularly good for reversing things like autism. Autism is primarily a breakdown in the metabolic blood-brain barrier, and it's a cholinergic deficiency syndrome, the same way as dementia is. So autism and autism spectrum disorder are primarily neurotransmitter imbalance problems, and there's an upregulation that we call the microglia. I call it BA for brain on fire. So let's talk about the difference between uridine and uridine monophosphate 300.
Well, the uridine monophosphate is sufficient for most of the population, but about 20% of the patient population has what is called a weak acetylating gene.
Right.
And so they can't convert uridine to acetyl in an acetylated form. So that's why there's an acetyluridine and that they respond to. Of course, you know, there's some genetic testing, but beyond that, most people respond well to just uridine monophosphate, and some need the specific form. You know, it's the
right.
Same thing, similar like with the acetyltyrosine. Straight tyrosine does not work for a lot of people. In fact, with the Tyrosine is even more important to use in the acetylated form so that it converts to norepinephrine. It can be used as a diagnostic screening tool for different types of depression, too. You have depressions where people are very fatigued, and you have those who are just sad all the time.
Yeah. And if you actually do what's called Prometheus analysis, which costs $5 of your 23andMe, and I have people send me their actually Prometheus, and I look at it and say, oh, I know why you're depressed. And you look, they have poor acetylation. They can't convert the neurotransmitters to norepinephrine and dopamine, so they're basically their sympathetic drive pathways through their central nervous system are blunted. So it's
there's
not
a classic book called The Acetylating Gene and Drug Response, but it also applies to nutrients. So
right.
The pharmaceutical companies are well aware of it, and you know we're now working. If you work with physiologic agents like vitamins, cyclic nucleotides, minerals, all those things, you want to use the most bioavailable form at
right.
the lowest effective dose. You don't need to overload because it's expensive or it gets co-excreted in the urine. You want the most efficient form.
And bioavailable, that's why we have selenium cruciferate, chromium cruciferate, and things like copper Regenimax, which is a ligand.
You know, speaking of the cruciferates, that's an interesting concept, too, which is a cross-current between agricultural genetics and nutrition and medicine, and that is using hydroponically grown mustard greens, which have a real affinity for minerals, and letting the selenium and chromium be expressed in a food form, which is really how nature designed what we should eat. What we should absorb, much better than just taking a straight sodium selenite or a chromium salt. So this is expressed by the plant itself. And then just like you would get from your vegetables, but you're getting 200 micrograms of selenium, and you're getting, you know, a sufficient dose of chromium as well.
Well, you know, from the Himalayas, they've had a product that the Himalayan, we want to call natural doctors or shamans have used, called Shilajit. And it actually, the active ingredient is indium. So the trick that I use these Dead Sea salts from the Dead Sea of Israel, called our MG12 products, and I put a small amount in our sprayer, and I spray our veggies or our flowering plants and put a little bit of indium, and I even use indium in my bath water because it goes transdermally. It's what's called an ionic chaperone of all minerals into your cells and your nucleoplasm to activate your DNA, because it turns out your primary thing that activates your DNA to express your genetics is minerals. And there's 14 minerals in the Dead Sea that are not present in the oceans that are necessary in every living thing in order to activate their genetics. So a little indium along with the ionic minerals in MG12, and you're going to grow the best vegetables you've ever seen. I did it, for example, with my rose bushes last year, and I have 84 rose bushes in our front yard, and they all bloomed the next day. It was like crazy. It was like one of those sci-fi thrillers.
Right. There's many, you know, some minerals like lead and cadmium have no use in medicine.
Right.
But nickel, you know, think of things. There is nickel could be considered essential in very trace amounts.
Right.
And there's others that what you mentioned from the Dead Sea. And, you know, the Dead Sea, I was there 2 years ago, and, you know, the resorts there that people with arthritis and psoriasis, and they go to the hotels there, and they come from all over the world for skin diseases, and they can't find any relief in any medical.
They get it there, I can tell you. They really do. Yeah, it's amazing. It's good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park, yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar-sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to 15 $20,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually, you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way, though. Power Sleep is an all-natural, non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at EnergyWave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add Power Vites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at EnergyWave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Jonathan, you know, I'm a tinker, so I've been ordering lab tests even before the commercial labs like Genova Labs, Doctors Data, and other labs are open. My first tests on measuring antibodies against Candida albicans, IgG, IgM, and other markers goes back almost 40 years. So I just got a notice this week that Doctors Data is now coming up with some newer marker tests for measuring neurotransmitters. Well, I've been doing that with Dr. George Miroff's lab, my Russian Jewish friend north of New York City years ago. This is about 25, 30 years ago.
Was that Monroe Labs?
Monroe Labs, yeah. Dr. Miroff, Monroe Labs, yeah.
I remember. I met him years ago.
Right. We would also measure.
He's a pioneer in the field.
Oh, yeah. This guy was brilliant. He worked at Sloan Kettering Research Institute in New York City, associated with Cornell University. And, of course, because I'm a tinker and I know things that most doctors don't even faintly have the faintest understanding about. And this is not to boast. It's the fact that if I had something to do with training of doctors, they would need an extra 3 to 5 years of training, have to defend a PhD-level thesis, and it would, no one would ever go into a subspecialty unless they were in functional and comprehensive medicine for 5 years before they could even think about specializing. So they would understand the whole body before they start cutting on the brain or eye or something else. Some of the other things I want people to understand, we have nutraceuticals like Synaptin, which I call are one of our amazing neuroaxonal brain memory formulas. And I like to work I call the triad of our Cognition Plus Brain Power, and Synaptin is very good. But then these other ones, for example, if you have a child with autism, I have a protocol that combines not only your triad for the DAN protocol, which is the uridine monophosphate, CDP choline, the fat-soluble thiamine. But I think it's important to understand that you're dealing with neurotransmitter imbalances. You're also dealing with brain inflammation. So things like selenium cruciferate to raise the glutathione peroxidase activity. We have also another formula from another source called Cell Detox Glutathione. And I think people should start to kind of grasp that we can now measure these things. Just like, for example, if you have peripheral neuropathy problems or central neuropathy like MS or what's called the leukoencephalopathy syndromes like the one from Zika virus, that we can reverse the patchy dysmyelination. When people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you can't document that, it's just not true. I mean, I can. I can do a quantitative electroencephalogram, and I know how to read them. I was trained at Lexicor in Boulder. I can read MRI scans, have for 36 years. I was the first doctor in Canada to read MRIs. I was trained at the Imaging Center in Phoenix, Arizona, before the first radiologist in Canada could look at MRI scans. And, they didn't have it in Canada. They were doing research at Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, but nobody, the clinical doctors, had MRI. So because I've been curious and measured all these things, whenever I tell people in a protocol, I can tell you that there's no way that they can evade the fact that we can now tell them if we give them a supplement program, if they follow it, and they do want to do the imaging studies or even now QRMAs or a bioplasm expert in clinical, which is a Chinese version of the knockoff of the Russian space agency Metatron, we can make people better that no other doctor can. And that's why I'm training doctors around the world. And I do it, by the way, free. I do it case by case. I tell them, I will train you by charging your patients a consult fee, a very reasonable consult fee, $150 per half hour, to review their records and provide a protocol that doesn't just give them supplements, but tells them what medical interventions and biophotonic energy interventions, such as pulse magnetic field in training, infrared light therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen, ketogenic diet, and so on. But if you have the right supplements like you make, for example, one I like here, too, that's good for mood is Spilkes, which is a Yiddish term for anxiolytic muscle relaxant, pins and needles, I guess is the term in Yiddish. Sphingolin, which is myelin basic protein. So most people don't have any idea how many people actually have an MS lesion in their brain. Trinity College in Dublin 25 years ago plus did an analysis of 3,000 brains, and they found that somewhere around 3-5% or more actually had an MS lesion, many of them in silent areas, so they didn't have a motor area affected, but they had MS lesions that were fairly large. Interesting, eh?
Yes.
So it's a lot more common than people think. And it's probably triggered off by Lyme or Lyme-like parasites, or Lickiosis and Babesiosis, which is an intracellular parasite. And it does something similar to the cell activation of dysmyelination of the oligodendrocyte, similar to what Zika virus does by causing the unfolding protein response to make the cell go through programmed cell death or apoptosis. Another topic I like is balding, and you've got the best formula for balding. I mean, when I go visit my brothers, and they're all younger than me, they say, Bill, you're not going bald like all of us. We've all got that little, yarmulke balding area in the top of the head, of course, because we're all descended from Cohens, right? I said, I use Recidivil. And they look at me like, well, why are you doing that? And two of my brothers are pharmacists, right? So I laugh. One's a hospital pharmacist. The other one's retired. And I said, well, natural molecules do things that drugs can't. In fact, a lot of drugs will make you bald. If you take a beta blocker, you get four things that happen to you. You become fat, bald, impotent, and stupid. And that's,
and women have issues, too, with thinning hair. They don't exactly have the male pattern baldness, but they have drug-induced alopecia.
Well, I actually found something, a little twist on that. I found if you actually measure salivary hormone for androstenedione, dihydrotestosterone, and testosterone, what you find in women, their adrenal glands start to put out sterols that cause senescence of the male hair follicle. And, in fact, the reason why they're going bald is they're actually turning male. believe it or not. Their adrenals are kicking up male hormones, and that's why they're going bald, believe it or not.
Well, most as long as they can use the right bathroom, we're okay.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Well, that's, you know, the recidiva works in women, in other words, too. And then, of course, we use things like our hormone synergy to block the conversion of cerebral neurinogen. Let's see, look at another formula here. The organic chromium, even for eye disorders, it's been found that for not only diabetics, but the chromium cruciferate, we mentioned selenium cruciferate and the copper Genomax. These are really important breakthroughs, aren't they?
Yes. You know, it's difficult to see what is the best form of chromium that actually contributes to what they call glucose tolerance factor.
Right, GTF.
And which is an SOD mimetic molecule. And we were talking about copper, too. You know, right. All these trace minerals are interlinked. And they use as a bioassay an epididymal fat pad assay in rats.
Yeah, you're talking about SOD mimetic. In other words, when you add copper, it acts to activate superoxidismutase. So that's why there's a link between copper deficiency and deficiency of not only SOD. It turns out there's a linkage to tetrahydrobiopterin manufacture, which we can also reverse with our bio-LVR. But you need to have the right minerals present in the right combinations, especially copper.
And you need manganese, too.
Right.
Manganese is important. Those are the two SOD mimetic ligand mineral complexes, copper and manganese, so don't neglect them.
Right. Another one that I like is your NADH, and the research done on this is pretty remarkable. Literally, I take them and actually can either put one under my tongue and suck on it or just bite it, and it literally reverses energy deficiency throughout your body and your brain instantly. I have a bottle right here I'm just opening right now, and these little tiny tablets are kind of very pleasant flavor, too. And you can stick it under your tongue and suck on it or crunch it. And wow, it's amazing how it boosts your energy. Tell us about that NADH. I call it
NADH, and there's been studies actually with Parkinson's and NADH. Again, it's a physiological agent, NAD and NADH, which in its reduced form.
Right.
And it's a very delicate molecule. You have to put it in a dark glass bottle and preserve it well. It doesn't necessarily have to be refrigerated, but it's light sensitive.
Right, photoactivated.
And again, a very important energy metabolism.
Right. Now, another one of my favorites is the oncomycin helps you fight cancer. It's a mushroom-based vitamin D2. And I use it along with D3 for your immune system, but also to activate your stem cells. Myco-D2 or oncomycin is one of the most important to fight cancer, but also to get your stem cells activated to heal your tissue. Interesting, eh?
Correct.
Yeah.
This is also this is what we have around us in nature, and we work with it. And then sometimes they're synthesized, the same molecule, but it's still a physiologic agent. What is a physiologic agent? It's something that the body recognizes that you don't have to have a side effect. You have a main effect, not a side effect.
What about microdose? This is actually 100 nanograms of actual growth hormone. So what this does is, like a homeopathic, it releases your natural growth hormone, five sprays before exercise, morning and bedtime, and it'll normalize your HGH levels. Most people don't realize measuring human growth hormone, and we use Phil Broughton, who's a British biochemist at Antibody Assay Reference Labs in Los Angeles for years. It was taken over by, I think, Doctors Data out of Chicago. And microdose, you not only measure the what's called the growth hormone binding protein 3, but you can also measure the actual growth hormone. A lot of people over age 30 have growth hormone deficiency, and they don't realize a lot of their health problems are tied to the fact that their brain can't release it, and their hypothalamus and pituitary gland are not working properly. Of course, mineral imbalances, toxic heavy metals, all kinds of reasons. Hypothalamic pituitary dysfunction. And microdose helps to restore that, doesn't it?
Well, it's based on the body's own ability to produce growth hormone. Sometimes you just need a trigger.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's quite remarkable. I want to return again to the force colon, because I really like this. The force colon has three major actions. It mobilizes and converts white fat to brown fat to burn off calories. It improves microcirculation in the eye and the brain and through the heart. And it helps to stop arrhythmias. So forskolin is kind of a neat supplement. In fact, I remember recently, of course, you always hear the story about the Kardashians. And I think one of the Kardashian girls is well known for her, bulbous figure.
You can say full.
Yeah, full. Extra full figure. How's that? And, you know, she's trying to lose weight in particular places that aren't, and she doesn't want to go for more surgery, although I think, unfortunately, the second most popular plastic surgery here in California is what we call derriere enhancement surgery. And if you have too much of derriere, Forskolin is going to take it off the bad spots. So if you're a woman and you have 15 or 20 pounds, but it's in really observably bad spots, Forskolin is going to mobilize and get it out from underneath your arms or around areas where you really don't want it hanging. Interesting, hey?
Yeah.
Forskolin. And another one
it works on thyroid, too.
It does. It works on peripheral 5' deiodinase. Another one is Her Majesty's Royal Jelly. And it's interesting. It not only helps for fatty acid metabolism, but it makes pro-collagen. So I tell people to take this along with their Collagen Max and Mountain Red Velvet. The Her Majesty's Royal Jelly is pretty good for energetics, but it also works on restoring your looks, your skin, your hair, nails, and works at generating the pro-collagen that your collagen works on. Collagen Max, which is the orthosilicic collagen silicon, to triple the rate of protein transhydroxylase to make a new collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid. But Her Majesty's Royal Jelly has amazing effects. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, there's specialized nutrients in royal jelly. I mean, if you think about the social behavior of honeybees, it's a very advanced society, even though they're just insects. And it's totally matriarchal, and the best nutrients that they can come up with to feed the queen bee is what they are able to collect. And it's a very complex molecule that you won't just find as simple sugars or so. As a result of pollination and what they get from the flowers, and it's all concentrated, and it's very different than regular honey.
Yeah, well, it's a special modified form of pantothenic acid. And pantothene is necessary in the Krebs cycle.
High pantothene.
Yeah. It transmits fatty acids, but it also has an effect on generating called procollagen, or the building blocks for baking any collagen. There's 29 subtypes of collagen that are the biophotonic backbone of your epigenetics. In other words, 7% of your genes codes for 32,000 structural proteins and enzymes. Most of your DNA actually codes for how to build you, and it's built on the backbone of collagen. So you build a heart or a lung or a blood vessel or bone, build on a background bone of collagen, and then the biophotons actually tell your genes of the cells how to differentiate into a specific cell type for that organ or tissue. So it turns out that Her Majesty's Royal Jelly is what's called an epigenetic modifier.
And the pantothene, the coenzyme form of pantothenic acid, which is in high concentrations in royal jelly, raises HDL levels, too.
Yeah, and it's a good HDL. Most people don't realize, and I want this for doctors out there, if you are measuring just what's called an NMR spectroscopy, the LabCorp and Quest are cutting you short. Everybody should have a lipid electrophoresis done because it picks up the most dangerous type of cholesterol, which is small particle HDL. The next is VLDL cholesterol. Those are bad, too. And then trans fat levels. Now, the only safe trans fat is actually Forskolin. It's called LipoFlush or conjugated linoleic acid. But the most dangerous form of cholesterol is actually small particle HDL, and the best is large particle HDL. And they don't differentiate that unless you actually do a lipid electrophoresis. You can't tell on NMR spectroscopy. So you out there, doctors, that think you know all this stuff, you don't know nothing, as they say. If you don't do a lipid electrophoresis, and I work with a cardiologist doing research on rheologic blood flow, and if you have these wrong lipid fractions, you also increase the stickiness of cells, so you end up with rouleau and other formations that cause a change in what's called the non-Newtonian fluid dynamic viscosity of blood, and that's the thing that'll kill you. Thick blood kills, you know, clots kill, and most vascular diseases are tied directly to those issues related to the lipid fractions. And that's where, as you mentioned, you can raise the HDL cholesterol
with pantothene.
Right. And so you're taking, you wouldn't think of it with heart disease, but yes, indeed, you can. And you can actually prove it by measuring your blood viscosity level and looking at live blood cells and looking for rouleau formation, because if the cells are stacking up and their viscosity is high, you're going to get a clot, or you're going to form an unstable plaque, or you're going to get oxidized cholesterol. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Now, another one I like is D-ribose, which I convert to ATP, and another one called ALC-1000. Can you tell us a little bit about these two?
Yeah, again, energy metabolism. We're dealing with bioenergetics. Energy issues are the number one patient complaint as a part of aging. What you see in terms of your skin, some people go to plastic surgeons to hide what is actually happening to them inside, but it's all on a cellular level. And
right.
So you, if you can feed your cells with the precursor loading strategies of D-ribose converted to ATP, which is the spark plugs of energy metabolism, along
right.
with your mitochondria, and carnitine, which will help shuttle the fatty acids across the mitochondrial membrane where they serve as a substrate for energy metabolism, you will find that you will have the energy of someone a lot younger than your chronologic age.
And you know how quickly it works. I usually, what I'll do, and I make my drink, which I'll do after my special smoothie after the show today, I add the ALC-1000, which, by the way, I have off there now, but I'm going to rename it and put it back up again. It's very powerful. It's expensive, but it's actually very powerful. You don't need very much of it. It's just like, you know, tiniest amounts. But the D-ribose, I throw in my drink, and it's like, you get energized within minutes. You don't have to take hours or even days. It's like within minutes, it's like rocket fuel. That and the NADH. You take a ALC, you take a D-ribose and the NADH, and you're like orbital. How's that?
You can mix it in your cereal, too.
Yeah, I know. It's great stuff. It tastes good. It has a wonderful, pleasant taste. No bad taste. Not like aspartame or Splendor. So I call toxic pseudo-sugars that'll fry your DNA and your genes. This is fantastic and healthy. Bladder Up's another one for the bladder. Hyperactive bladder that you developed is excellent. Thank you.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
But I believe the world is burning to the ground.
welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We want you to understand how the system works here at NutriMedical, which is quite different. Anybody can email and get a free starter consult and recommendations to get yourself on the pathway to health. Those people who are really regular customers can call and they get a phone call back. And anybody can request a consultation. I charge per half hour to review medical records, review lab tests, x-rays, MRI scans, legal reports, etc. And I consult and help train doctors all over the world. And it doesn't matter what specialty, whether you're a neurosurgeon, a organic dentist, a professional trainer. If I can spend time with you specifically reviewing specific cases, I can make you a better doctor. Doesn't matter if you're a chronic pain doctor, a surgeon, plastic surgeon, an internist, a pediatrician, etc. I can make you a better physician by showing a new range of testing that you can do, a new range of nutraceuticals to obviate and reduce the use of medications to a minimum. And if you're out there as a patient, I can provide you with the kind of information that makes you Dr. You, which is why I strongly recommend the book and to get a QRMA machine, which we have specials of. The reason is that the QRMA allows you to do testing at yourself at home without blood, urine, stool, or other testing. And with a comprehensive medical and functional medicine history, I can tell you exactly what your nutritional and functional medicine needs are. And if you do need to do conventional testing, imaging studies, refer to surgeons, blood, urine, stool, genetic analysis, etc., toxicological testing, heavy metals, etc. So I provide a service here that's unique. It's not comparable to anything else available anywhere. And I want to continue to train doctors to come into the 21st century because we need to have the kind of diagnostics that, for example, if we're going to do deep space travel, we have to have quantum biology and quantum medicine. We have to have diagnostics that allows us to tell instantly what's going on with somebody, which is why we have, for example, the Bioplasm Expert and Clinical, which are knockoffs of the Russian Metatron device developed by Dr. Nesterov in the Russian Academy of Sciences in St. Petersburg. We also are quickly approaching what I call the singularities of multiple issues, whether it's the singularity of robotics, singularity of artificial intelligence, life extension. Some people are trying to push transhumanism, and really we want to extend a healthy life of people so they don't need joint replacement, they don't lose their intelligence, they don't end up with autoimmune disease or cancer prematurely. We need to be aware of what we're doing to the environment. Right now they so-called regulate the environment with regulatory bureaucrats that look at specific toxins but don't look at the comprehensive ones. I noticed this morning it was raining, and here in Southern California we really very rarely see a surge in radiation. But there was a surge today. It surged to 85 units for a few minutes and dropped to 70s, which is about double normal, which means we did get a little pulse of radiation that came in from Fukushima Daiichi across the Pacific Ocean. That's very rare. Most of the time we don't see any of those things. So I want you to be understanding that we're under an assault from polarizing switching mode power supplies to Wi-Fi networks and cell phones and smart meters, which are the worst of the lot, that we're under the toxic load of radiotoxins, whether you're near a nuclear plant or you're downwind of Fukushima Daiichi, that we're eating toxic heavy metals and so on. And I provide solutions to get you back into your zone of compensation so you can pull those toxins out, resurrect your proper genetic expression, and get yourself back on track with staying healthy through a long life. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two coming up with Ryan, and in hour three, Tim Alexander. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Sheriff Dan Page on the first hour. Amazing stories coming up. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in just a minute.
Everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.